Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sianna. What can I assist you with today?
Who am I calling?
A third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
For what?
We're a third-party call center that handles accounts for online vendors.
Okay, because I have a charge here for $56.99, and I just wonder what's it for.
Okay. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
34711.
Thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Ann Metella.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. It says shop value. What's shop value?
You said it's under, is the charge under your name?
No. I'm not sure who ordered it. That's why I'm asking.
Could the charge be under a different name?
Well, it's check Joseph Metella.
With an M?
M. M-A-T-E-L-L-A.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
You said M-A-T-E-L-A, correct?
L-L-A. Two L's.
L-L-A. Thank you. It's under Joseph. Can you verify the shipping address, please?
3534 Mediterra Drive.
Thank you. Give me one second so I can review this account.
Okay.
Okay, so I see that he ordered a Wi-Fi booster online on September 27th for $6.70 shipping. And before he paid that shipping, it'll say he'll then be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership. And with that membership fee, he receives a voucher in his email for $125 that he can use on that website.
No. I got charged $56.95.
Correct.
And we didn't agree to that charge.
The 56 is a membership fee that got started after you got ordered the Wi-Fi booster in September.
Well, he didn't want that charge.
Okay.
He didn't want it. He didn't want to have membership.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get your account canceled. And I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay. You're going to cancel this?
I canceled the account, so there will be no further charges. The membership, I can't.
No, but I want to remove that charge.
Okay, so as a customer courtesy, I can refund 35% of that charge, which is $19.
No, you need to refund all of it. My husband did not know about this. You need to refund it all.
Yes, ma'am. So even though it's stated in the terms and conditions, that's why he was charged that.
What? He did not read the conditions. He ordered something and that was it. He didn't want to pay membership fees and all this stuff. He didn't want it.
Okay.
I mean, I can call the credit card company and tell them dispute it, remove the charge.
Okay, so if you were to call your credit card company, they would issue a temporary credit, and then they'd begin their investigation and read the terms and conditions, and they'd mark it a valid charge like it is, and then they'd take that credit back.
It's not a valid charge.
My
husband was not informed with that charge, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. For legal reasons, it has to be stated in the terms and conditions. But since that
information but nobody told him. Nobody told him. He ordered something like usually order from everywhere, and there was no other charges. I need that charge to be removed, please.
Okay. And again, It's stated in the terms and conditions. However, as a customer
well,
courtesy,
my husband,
as a customer
when you order something from Amazon,
you,
listen.
So you will see $96.95 back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And along with your account being canceled, I do have a cancellation number for you when you're ready.
So what are you going to credit my account? I want to know. How much are you going to credit?
Yes, ma'am. And again, I said I was crediting $56.95.
$56.95 credit, okay. And what's the confirmation number?
The number is C as in Charlie, 260-936.
936?
Yes, ma'am, and then 202.
202. Okay, there will be no other charges, right?
No, ma'am, your account is canceled.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye. Yeah, bye.